I want to share with you what I said. Shabbos Parshas Nosoi. The parsha begins by Davar Hashem Moshe Leimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nosoi Yosroish Bnei Gershon Gam Heim. Lift the heads of Bnei Gershon also them. Leveis Avoyis some of the Mishpachos to their father's home and to their families. So the Mefarshim point out that if you look into the Chumash, you'll see that by when the Torah Kedosh tells Moshe, when Hashem tells Moshe to count the families of Levi, so by the Bnei Kahos and by Bnei Gershon, Hashem uses the words Nosei Yisroish, lift the head. When he wants to tell Moshe to count them, he uses the term Nosei Yisroish, lift the heads. By the Bnei Merari, which is the third family, it doesn't say Nosei Yisroish. It says Bnei Merari, the children of Merari, the Mishpachosim, the Beis Avosim, Tifkodosim, to their families and their father's homes, you shall count them. So, why is it that by Bnei Kohos and Bnei Gershon it says Nosei Yisroish, and by Bnei Merari it says Tifkodosim, count them? It doesn't say Nosei Yisroish. Later on in Parshas Nosoi, we have the Birchas Kehanim. Now, Birchas Kehanim concludes with V'yosem L'chos Shalem. Hashem should give you peace. And we know the famous Chazal say, L'motzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brocha L'Yisrael El HaShalem. Hashem has not found a vessel that preserves blessing like peace. Peace is the vessel that preserves blessing best. Only Shalom. Shalom is the only vessel that can preserve peace. And perhaps that's why Berachas Kehanim, the bracha that the Kehanim give us, is concluded with V'yosam L'chal Shalom, because without Shalom, without peace, we don't have a vessel to preserve the bracha that we receive. The question is why? Why is it that Shalom is required in order to preserve the blessing? Now there's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Dorosh Rabbi Avira Darshan, Zimnen Amal HaMashmeid Rav Ami, Zimnen Amal HaMashmeid Rav Asi. There are times that he said this in the name of Rav Ami, times he said it in the name of Rav Asi. Amru Malachi Hashoreth Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kosuv B'Sorasecha, it says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisafanem Leikach Sheichad, that you will not raise a face and you will not take bribery. I mean, Yisafanem is a term for giving one person preferred treatment over the other. You don't give preferred treatment, and you don't take bribery. You do give Bnei Yisrael, you do lift the face of Bnei Yisrael, and you do give Bnei Yisrael a preferred treatment over everyone else. The Chesiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. In Berachas Kehanim, it says, Hashem will lift his face to you. Amar Lahem. So Hashem says to them, says to the angels, Hashem answers the angels, V'chilay es aponim liYisrael. Should I not give favor to Bnei Yisrael? Should I not give them preferred treatment? Shekasavti lahem b'Torah, I wrote for them in the Torah, V'yachalto v'savato v'yverachtos Hashem alaykecha, you shall eat and be satiated, you shall eat and be satisfied, and you will bless Hashem your God, meaning that the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, the mitzvah of benching after eating, is only after a person is satisfied. And they, Bnei Yisrael, are scrupulous with themselves, and they bench even after they've only eaten the size of an olive or the size of an egg. So, since they are so scrupulous, since they're so medactic to bench even after a kezias or a kebeya, therefore, how can I not give them favor? Now, the Gemara is very difficult because Hashem isn't answering the question. Hashem is just confirming, actually, what they said. they said, you're giving favor to Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem says, well, yeah, they bribed me. They bribed me by mentioning me even when they're not obligated to. So how can I not give them favor? It says in the pasuk, you don't accept bribery. In addition, what's difficult is, if it says in the Torah that you can only bless Hashem when you're satiated, when you're satisfied, then if somebody benches when they're not satiated, then that's a bracha levatala. It's saying a bracha in vain, because you're not obligated to make the bracha yet. So how can we bench after a kezayis or a kebeah when we're not obligated to? So I'd like to suggest that what the Gemara is telling us is teaching us a very powerful message. What the Rebbeinu Shlom is answering the angels is that Bnei Yisrael bless me even if all I give them is an olive or an egg. They are satisfied with whatever I give them. Klal Yisrael understands that whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us is exactly what we're supposed to have. And therefore, we're satisfied with whatever it is, no matter how little it is. We bless the Rebbeinu Shlom because we're satisfied with whatever He gives us. With the knowledge that our Father in Heaven takes care of us and knows what's best for us. Therefore, we don't need any more than He gives us. We don't want any more than He gives us. We're absolutely satisfied with the kezayis or the kebeah that He gives us. So the Rebbeinu Shlom answers the angels, since Klal Yisrael blesses me, even if I only give them a little, how can I not give them favor even if they only give me a little? So even if it's half of a fella, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is answering them that what I give them is not, I'm not giving them any preferred treatment. I'm actually giving them midah keneged midah, mamish, measure for measure. It's exactly what they deserve. Since they bless me despite the fact that all I give them is a little, and they're satisfied with that, how can I not be satisfied with the little that they give me? This is a tremendous approach for a Yid. We know that whatever we give the Rebbeinu Shlom is very little in comparison to what we should be doing. Nevertheless, a Yid needs to know that that is acceptable as long as we're satisfied with whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us. If we're satisfied, we bless the Rebbeinu Shlom for whatever little He gives us, then He is satisfied with whatever little we give Him. That is what He's telling the angels. It's actually midah keneged midah. It's midah sadin. It's actually justice. And that's what Chazal are telling us. There's no greater vessel that is worthy of accepting the blessing from Hashem than Shalom, which is making peace with whatever we have. It's not talking about peace. It's talking about a person making peace with whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom gives them. That is a kli that preserves blessing. It's a kli that's worthy of blessing. We had just learned, when I said this word, we had just learned the daf in B'chairis, where the Gemara B'chairis discusses the mitzvah of Maaser Behema, of tithing, a person tithing their animals. So the pasuk says that tithing the animals is not like tithing grain. When a person tithes their grain, a person, let's say, knows that they have a thousand pounds of flour. So the person a thousand pounds of grain. So the person can take 100 pounds of grain and say, "This is maaser for the 1,000 pounds. This is 10% of the 1,000. This is maaser." By the animals, it doesn't work that way. If a person has 1,000 animals, the Mishnah says, actually says in the pasuk, a person has to make a little doorway, and the animals are supposed to go out of the doorway one by one, and every 10th animal, the person is supposed to die with a red dye and to say, "This is maaser." You can't just take off 100 animals and say, "These are maaser for the 1,000 animals that I have." You can't do it that way. He has to go through it. Every 10, and by the 10th, each 10th has to be designated as maaser. The story told that the Zayde Ramatel on the Stipla went to, there was a wealthy person in Russia, his name was Mr. Wysotsky, the founder of Wysotsky Tea. And he was obviously very wealthy. And he used to give a lot, he was about tzedakah, he used to give a lot of charity. And the Zayde Ramatel went to see him to raise some funds for poor people. So there was one specific situation that Ramatel had to collect a large sum of money for. So he paid a visit to Mr. Wysotsky. And Mr. Wysotsky said to Ramatel, "You know, the Rebbe was just recently here, and I gave a very generous donation. And now the Rebbe is coming back again." So Ramatel said to him, Ramatel talked to him about this halacha that we just mentioned, about tithing the animals. And Ramatel said to him, "Why is it? Why is it that when a person tithes their animals, they have to go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then every 10th has to be designated as miser? Why can't he just take 100 and say, 'These are miser'?" And Ramatel explained that when a person takes 100 animals and says, "These are all miser," it gives a tip in the heart. It's hard for the person to give away so much. If a person feels bad that he has to give away so much to the Rabbi Nishalelam. He says, so that's why, that since the Rabbi Nishalelam understands the way humans think. So the Rabbi Nishalelam said, so do it this way. Take them out through a small doorway and say, 1 is for me, 2 is for me, 3 is for me, 4 is for me, 5 is for me, 6 is for me, 7 is for me, 8 is for me, 9 is for me. Okay, 1 for the Rabbi Nishalelam. And then again, 1 is for me, 2 is for me. When a person does it that way, when a person realizes how much they have for themselves, it's easy to give away to the Rabbi Nishalelam. So the Ramatel said to Mr. Wysotsky, "Mr. Wysotsky, look around. Look at your mansion. Look at all of your gardens. Look at all of your businesses. Look at all of your servants. Look at how much you have for yourself. Won't you give away a little bit to the Rabbi Nishalelam? A little bit more to the Rabbi Nishalelam?" That's how a Yid needs to look at their life in a positive light. There's so much positive that a person can look at of how much they have, to be satisfied with whatever the Rabbi Nishalelam gives us, so we can bless the Rabbi Nishalelam no matter what he gives us. We can always look at the blessings that we have in our life, and we can bless the Rabbi Nishalelam. And when we do so, when we show the Rabbi Nishalelam that we're satisfied with whatever he gives us, then the Rabbi Nishalelam is satisfied with whatever we give him as well. And the truth is that it requires to live in this manner, requires chinuch, it requires for us to educate our children from a young age to look at life with positivity and to focus on the blessings we have in life and to thank Hashem for them. When children are raised from a young age to educated, to focus on positivity, then they're able to live their lives that way. But if parents live lives of negativity, and that's what the children see, then you can expect that the children are going to live their lives that way as well. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom says, both to the B'nai Kohat and the B'nai Merori, Nosei as roish B'nai Gershain. Nosei as roish B'nai Kohat. Lift their heads. Tell them to lift their heads and look around and to see all the blessing that the Rebbeinu Shlom has bestowed upon them. And this is Leveis Avoisam L'Mishpachoisam. It's necessary that this should be something that is taught by the parents, and this is the way the family is raised. And then the pasuk concludes, B'nei Merari. Merari comes from the word maror, bitter. B'nei Merari, when you have bitter children, that's because of the Veis Avoisam and the Mishpachoisam Tifkoid Oisam. The word Tifkoid can mean lacking, as it says, Vayipoket Mekayim David. Do you know why there are B'nai Merari? Do you know why there are bitter people? Because of the Veis Avoisam and the Mishpachoisam Tifkoid Oisam, because they are lacking the chinuch. They didn't have the chinuch of focusing on the positive, and they grow up to be B'nai Merari. They grow up to be bitter children. So our avoda as parents, as educators, just as yidden, for our own benefit, is nosei as roish. We need to lift our heads and to focus on the positive. Focus on the positive in our lives. And when we're satisfied with what the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us and we bless Him for it, then we are making a vessel for bracha. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom says, if they're satisfied with the little that I give them, then I need to be satisfied with the little they give me. Told the Eibush to help them, that we should all be zeicha to look at all the positive in our lives and to bless the Rebbeinu Shlom for it. And that merit, we should be zeicha. We should be the kelim that are machzik bracha to receive all the bracha from above, and the ultimate bracha of Bias Mashiach Tzadkenu B'mehera B'yameinu Amen.